You can hear a wonderful, wonderful ladies trio with that harmony on I'll Fly Away, that you can actually have Thin Mints from the Girl Scouts before your service starts just to get you awake and full of energy. I like church at Mount Calvary. Now, for many years, and it's amazing how God just, He forms the pieces in your life the way that He wants to see them. When I was up at my parents on Friday, she has received a puzzle from,
oh my God,
from somebody in the church. And this is supposedly, this puzzle is pretty good size, and it has all of these white swans. It's just a bunch of white swans. She says it has frayed the one that last nerve that she has trying to put this puzzle together.
Swan song.
And so I went and looked, get an update, and was on a board, and she's got maybe 20% of it done, and she says, the sad thing, she says, even the pieces that I put together, I'm not sure they're in the right place. That's when you know a puzzle is difficult. And, you know me, I just think that sermons and songs and services should just flow. When I read that New Testament, when I go back to the Old Testament, yeah, the more I read and the better I understand, or try to understand, they didn't have a service time for the Sermon on the Mount. And they didn't have a bulletin. And so many of the stories that we read, so many of those parables that have just touched our hearts so much, we get in God's Word, God just revealed Himself through people. He revealed Himself through the hearts and the actions of people that simply He spoke to. When I was, yesterday we were talking, and we were at the condo and we were watching it snow, and I was on the phone with Toby, and we decided it'd be best if he didn't come this morning because of the weather, and didn't want to have any danger of them driving up. They were going to come up last night and stay in Springfield, and just, you know, wouldn't have made sense. And so after I finished talking to him, I turned back to Roger, one roommate there at the condo. I said, well, it looks like I'm going to have to preach tomorrow. He said, don't worry about it. He says, tell him the dog ate your sermon. That's what he said. I said, well, that's very inspiring. I'll kind of, and he laughed. He says, well, if anybody's there, he says, they'll be very easy to preach to. Because not many people come out on a day like today. A morning is difficult. You come out on a day and a morning is difficult of what it is. And you find out, as Debbie was telling me this morning, down in their little neck of the woods, they thought that it was horrible. They thought the rest of the world was horrible. This little spot, when they got out and they found out, oh, the street wasn't too bad. And then they got in, and hopefully in the 45 minutes you've been here, 50 minutes you've been here, that you felt something from God. Whether it's through the music, whether through the encouragement of the prayer request. I think that this is the way you should have church. And I'm kind of like, there are certain scriptures that I find in God's Word that I just go to and I read and I read again and I read again and I read again. Because when you have music, you have different type of songs. You have songs, I'll Fly Away, and that's a toe tapper. That's one that just inspires you. And both songs this morning that I had in my mind, in my heart, that I wanted to hear sung this morning were songs that I thought that old brother Tommy Freeman would love to hear. And that's why I had to ask you and the ladies to sing I'll Fly Away. And at the memorial service for Brother Tommy Freeman as we said goodbye, they played that song, I'd Rather Have Jesus. I'd Rather Have Jesus. And that song, that second song, is what I call it's a power ballad. It's one of those ones that you hear and you just, I don't know how many times I've heard it, every time I hear it, it just inspires me. Because it is a testimony, it is a sermon and song. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this old world can afford. And I believe this scripture that I'm going to read is something you just latch a hold to. And every time you read it, it just inspires you. And it will make you thank God for what He has done for you. In the 8th chapter in the book of Romans, in the 38th verse reads, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. For just a few moments, allow us to focus upon what you do for us, God. We just thank you for this opportunity to be in your house and open your word and to sing praises to your name, to preach the word in spirit and in truth. God, you just empower the words that are spoken, the feelings that your Holy Spirit brings forth in our hearts. Allow it to happen in your precious name. Amen. Amen. "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Nothing is able to separate you from the love of God. Praise God. I heard a man corrected one time. He said, "Well, the only one can separate you from the love of God is you yourself." And the old fellow stopped. He said, "Oh, no." He says, "There is nothing that you're going to do that's going to make God love you anymore." But then again, just as importantly, there is nothing that you're going to do to make God love you any less. Although there are many times in my life that I have not been what I should have been, and many times have not shown forth a love towards God that I should have, it has not stopped Him from loving me. Because there is nothing, there is absolutely nothing that can separate you from the love of God. That strength that we find from those simple words that are spoken in that verse, they are powerful. There is no amount of snow. There is no temperature that will drop so low. There is no bit of ice out there that's going to separate us from the love of God. There is no trial that you're going to go through in your life. There is no situation, no matter how difficult and how touching it is, when Brother Matt shares that prayer request from that 11-year-old, I think it was, 11-year-old, oh my goodness, it just touches your heart when you realize what that family, what that mother, what that young man is going through. But then praise God, because through this situation, through this trial, people are turning to God and they're realizing how much God loves them. There are things in this life you simply got to go to just to keep your focus. Just to keep you knowing what you need to know. I love the simplicity that we find in the strength of God's Word. The more you get into it, the more you try to break it down, the more you get into it. I know when I was young, that all thought, "Oh, we're going to get into the meat of the Word. We're going to get into the meat of the Word. Here we're going to find a..." And the more I realize that the meat of the Word is that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever shall call upon Him shall call upon him shall have that everlasting life. The more that I get into the deep things, the more I understand the simplicity of God trying to simply show to us his love. It's sort of like the little girl who was out in the who was out in the parking lot trying to learn how to drive from her father. And the writer, she wrote this article about it because she remembered back when she was just a teenager. She said, my father had taken us out. Not only was I in the car, I was behind the wheel, so nervous, and my little 3-year-old sister was in the back seat. There was no one at home to babysit. Said my father was trying to teach me how to drive. And there was some little challenges that were going about her handling of the vehicle. And out of the back seat was heard a prayer. And this prayer was, God is good, God is great. And then that little prayer went, bless this food to us today. And finally she just threw on the brakes and she looked back over the seat and she said, what in the world are you doing? And her little sister said, you are scaring me with your driving and that's the only prayer I know. Friends, sometimes you just got to turn to the only thing you know. Sometimes you just got to, for I am persuaded. I love this book of Romans. I am not ashamed of the gospel. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But although the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is that eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing should be able to separate from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Sometime you just got to start quoting the only thing you know. And my friend, what I am reading to you, what I am trying to share to you, are the things that I know and you know. And they're the things that you can just stand upon. And you can be faithful to him in because he will be faithful unto you. The ladies' trio is standing here. And I'm glad they had Valerie in the middle because there's a door that side and a door that side. And she was looking doors on both sides. But Debbie and Hattie just had her. They just had her. She couldn't get away. She was trapped. Sometimes you got to be trapped in the knowledge of knowing that your love for him is shown back to you in so many ways. It's not a very technical sermon. Doesn't have those 3 points, Matt. This is snow Sunday. You only get 1 point. This is the 1 point sermon. But it's one that I know that you, if you come out on a day like today and you've kind of stepped around and you've done that little penguin walk on the ice this morning and you're going, oh, this morning, is it going to cancel? Is it going to change? Is it going to? No. We decided to come into God's house and give praise unto him this morning. I'm glad that you made that effort to do that. So I thank God for each one that's been here today. I thank God for the musicians, for the singers, the soloists, the wonderful trio. I thank God for the for the fellows that took up the offering with their fine-looking boots this morning. I'm thankful for the respect they gave just standing here after they took up the offering. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. But I thank most of all for God's Word. I'm thankful for the prayer requests, and I'm thankful for the praises of knowing what He is doing in each one of your lives. So, I'm going to close in prayer. Just let you. I think there must be, about a half a package left in there. We're going to close in prayer, but if you need a little bit of added energy to make your way out the doors back there and to face the world, you can come up and get a little thin mint.
Ain't much left, brother. Ain't much left.
Not much left.
The cookie monster
is here. And I just asked.